And we all have good days and bad days. But some people, well, they seem to have a special something, a deep joy come what may, don't they? So how do you get that sort of joy happening in your life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at this whole joy thing from a different perspective. My daughter Melissa goes to a high school, and recently we had a parent-teacher night. You know, mum and dad go along and we get feedback on how she's going at school. As we met the teachers one by one, there was one teacher that stood out from the rest. Now, she was the Christian studies teacher. I was expecting some old dragon of a thing like the scripture teachers when I was a kid. But we met a woman, I'd guess she was in her 30s, who just moved from a small town into our big city to take up her new role. Why did she stand out? Well, there was this quiet, gentle joy about her. There was something about her countenance, her presence, that said, even though I'm new here and I'm in the big smoke, I'm complete and I'm secure. And quietly, in an understated way, that joy just shone out from her. Not a bad product advertisement when you think about it, for a Christian studies teacher. Let me ask you a question. How's the joy in your life? On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is a sad sack, and 10 is you've got joy bubbling over you that you just can't contain. Where are you? Come on, honestly, on a scale of 0 to 10. Well, what is joy? It's hard to define, isn't it? You immediately want to jump to saying, well, joy is about being happy, but it's not quite that, because happiness can be influenced by external factors. If we're at a party with some good friends and enjoying ourselves, we can be happy for a time. But in an instant, happiness can evaporate. No, joy is more than happiness. Joy is a real deep gladness, a deep satisfaction, an abiding thing that just doesn't go away. Being glad to be alive, being glad to be who we are, being glad to be living the life that we're living. And the reason that joy doesn't go away is because it's a product of that deep satisfaction with our lot in life. Now, for most of my adult life, when I was a tough businessman, very smart, you may have noticed I don't have many problems stringing a sentence together. I had a consulting career in the IT industry. And by and large, if I wasn't the best at what I was doing, I was one of the best. I'm short and dumpy too, just who I am. But in that whole time, when I had that life as a consultant, earning a lot of money, I never experienced that deep satisfaction, that joy. I was always buying new cars and things and stuff, trying to get satisfied. But it never worked. I wonder if you can relate to that. So where do you get this joy that this Christian studies teacher had? This week on A Different Perspective, we're looking at what the Apostle Paul called the fruit of the Spirit. He said, look, you and I are like trees. We can either plant ourselves in good soil or bad soil, and the bad soil is our own human nature. Yeah, we seem to be capable of doing some good things, but when it comes right down to it, your human nature and my human nature are pretty selfish beasts. And without the rule of law, we would probably have anarchy in our society because of the selfishness of our human nature. He said, on the other hand, the flip side of our human nature is this capacity to have a relationship with God, because we are made in God's image and Jesus died for us so we could have this relationship with him. He said, you know, you can actually put your roots down into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, be filled to overflowing with his presence and his spirit the way Jesus promised. And he said, when you do that, the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit that naturally grows as we feed on Jesus and we feed on God and his presence and his word and his goodness and his love and his mercy, when we do that, when we live in that place, we grow this fruit that looks like this. It's love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. And when we encounter this Jesus, not a bunch of rules, but a real edgy God who is so radical in his love for us, a God who's prepared to tell us the way it is. When we put our roots down into that relationship, for me it's been 11 years now I've been doing that and growing in that relationship, we get changed by that. You can't have a relationship with Jesus and not be changed inside. It really amazes me to see people who say, well, yeah, I believe in Jesus. But they put these shallow roots down, you know, they don't spend the time and just enjoy God and really get to know him and really place their faith in. So they have shallow roots, and going gets bad, and not surprisingly, when the wind blows, a tree with shallow roots is going to fall over. And if your roots aren't deep down in that relationship, you know, a relationship of prayer and time and spending time in God's word and saying, wow, look, God. I was reading just this morning a passage. It talked about God wanting the best for me. It said, as I grow in my knowledge and love, that I would understand what God's best is for me. I think, what if I hadn't read that this morning? What if I hadn't spent the time this morning and just rested in that place and spent some time with Jesus and let him tell me about what his best is for my life today? That's what I mean by putting my roots down. And when we do that, this fruit grows naturally. Can't help it. People often email us or write to us when they've listened to one of our programs. And the frequent comment is, they say, Bernie, there's this passion, there's this joy in your voice. Let me tell you something, that is not a put-on. It's what God has done in me. In fact, when I was preparing this morning, I was writing and I found myself smiling. I had this big beam on my face. I couldn't help myself because there was such a joy, not because I'm some good guy. I'm not. I'm just me. But because I have this relationship with Jesus and influences everything I do and it makes my world go round and it makes me a different person and gives me a joy and a satisfaction that I can't help. The joy in me just bubbles out. And it's not me, it's God and the joy that he's put in me. I am so deeply satisfied in that relationship with him, in the knowledge I've got eternal life. I know that I'll do some things well today and I'll make some mistakes too. It's absolute given. I know that Bernie is a package of gifts and weaknesses. And I know that the failures that I will experience today, the mistakes I made, have been paid for by Jesus on the cross. I know I have a future and I have a purpose and I have an eternal life. And come what may, good days or bad days, good people or bad people, successes or failures, it doesn't ever change. Doesn't mean I'm always bubbling along cloud nine, but deep, 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 deep inside, there's that security and that satisfaction in who I am in my relationship with Jesus. And when you hear joy in my voice, that's where it comes from. That's where I get it. I've tried it all. I've tried being smart and talented and having money and having status, but none of it brought me that deep, abiding joy. People ask us sometimes, why did you call your ministry Christianity Works? Well, you know something? Because it does. What about you? What's the joy look in your life? Are you a 0 or a 10 or a 2 or a 4 or a 6? Because come what may, today and tomorrow and the next day, God's plan is for us to have a 10 out of 10 joy happening in our hearts, for us to put our roots down. Well, don't kid ourselves. If we feed on the human nature, we are going to wear the consequences. But if we put our roots deep into a relationship with Jesus and the Holy Spirit flows up into us because we're spending time with him, we're going to grow that fruit. And one of the aspects of that fruit is going to be joy. And other people bite into our fruit and they're going to say, man, that person has got something that I want. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.